Senior Life Journeys presents Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here is your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, and today your taste buds are going to be so happy with me. Oh my goodness, I better hear from some of you guys that you really have enjoyed the recipe I'm going to share with you today. But first, I'm going to talk with you about cacao. Now, I'm not talking about moo moo cow, but cacao as in C-A-C-A-O. And what is the difference between cacao and cocoa? Let's talk about that a minute. Cacao is actually very good for it. It turns out that it has flavonols in cacao that stimulate our stem cells from our bone marrow to get into our bloodstream and actually rebuild our organs from the inside out. Well, I knew chocolate was good for me, but who knew it was doing that? Well, would not be me. I did not know that, but I'm pretty happy to hear it. But I didn't know too much about cacao, so I've been playing around with it. I bought some cacao chips, like chocolate chips, cacao chips, and they're shaped just like it. And I bought cacao nibs, N-I-B-S. The big difference between cacao nibs and or cacao chips and cacao nibs, cacao chips are softer, more the consistency of a chocolate chip, and they do melt. Cacao nibs are crunchy, and I don't think they would melt. I have not used them in a heated situation to find out. Yes, I have too. I've put them in cookies, and I'm pretty sure they did not melt. But you get cacao, it doesn't have sugar in it. So it is, you're getting that benefit of dark chocolate that's at least 70%. And of course that is. And it's very, very good for you. You can take either one of those and add them to whatever it is you want to add chocolate to. If you're making a plant-based chocolate chip cookie, which I make for my husband and keep in the cookie jar just about all the time, or maybe you're, tell you what I do. I take peanut butter and cacao nibs and blueberries, stir them together in a bowl, and you're going to think this is weird, but we're talking about Carol here. I do weird stuff. I scoop it out with pieces of cauliflower. Now, I know, I hear you going, this girl has lost her ever-loving mind, but you don't know till you've tried it how good that is. So then we've got the peanut butter, and if you buy the peanut butter that doesn't have sugar, blueberries, which are so good for you, cacao nibs or the cacao chips, either one, which is the good-for-you chocolate, and then cauliflower, well, you've just had a healthy snack. I've also been known to have that for supper on nights where we've had a big lunch, and I'm just not all that full, all that hungry. My daughter did us the great honor of making freezer cookie dough bites. She sent me the recipe and I thought, oh yeah, here again, something else I can't eat. But she was being the sweet girl that she is and found a recipe from the Vegans Club on Twitter or I don't know, one of those things. I'm not real good at social media. In fact, I pretty much don't like it. But anyway, freezer cookie dough bites. You take 2 tablespoons of flax meal or flax seed and 1/4 cup of water, and you stir it together and set it aside. Now, this will become gelatinous, and it serves as an egg substitute. And that's very good because you don't bake these, and we don't want to be eating raw eggs. So you just set it aside and let it come together and get kind of gelatin-like. Then you combine 1/3 cup of agave or maple syrup. I'll tell you what I'm going to use when I make these. She made a batch for us and I'm in love with it, so I'm going to make a batch to replace what we might have already eaten. I will be using the monk fruit with erythritol. Now, I've talked to you about monk fruit in the past, and I like the brand Purisure, P-U-R-I-S-U-R-E. Now, I went to order that stuff the other day, and it's not available right now. I don't know what's going on, but I thought, now what am I going to do? And my local Sprouts, which is like Earth Fair or Whole Foods, sells bulk, where you scoop it up yourself, monk fruit with erythritol. Now, erythritol is a sugar alcohol, and it is okay for you. And so the calories in that are I think, 1/10 of what it is for sugar. So I will be playing around to figure out how much monk fruit with erythritol. You might just want to use the recipe and do 1/3 cup of agave or 1/3 cup of maple syrup. Quite honestly, if I had maple syrup, I would probably use it because it's 1/3 cup divided over all of these little balls, and I think it makes about 24. That's not too bad. half a cup of creamy peanut butter that doesn't have sugar or your favorite nut or seed butter, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, quarter cup of milk of your choice. I use almond milk, but soy milk's fine. Oat milk is fine. 1.5 cups of almond flour, 1/2 cup of oat flour, and 1/3 cup of cacao chips. Or if you're going to use cacao nibs, you might want to cut that back a little bit because they're so much smaller. That would be a bunch. So you soak your flaxseed in your water, set it aside. You combine your agave, peanut butter, vanilla, milk, and your flax egg. Whisk it all together. Add in the flours. Fold them to combine them. And then you add the chocolate chips, the cacao chips. And you make little balls and you put the little babies in the freezer. Now, the only challenge you're going to have making this recipe is not eating more than one a day. Because I'm just going to tell you what, help me Jesus, those things are so good. And we have them for dessert at lunchtime, and we do not eat but one. Now, they say no one can eat just one. That's Lay's potato chips. I'm telling you, the freezer cookie bites, you can just eat just one because it makes a pretty good size ball. What's it similar to in size? I can't think of anything in the size. My daughter, she used an ice cream scooper, I think. So they're about the size when you put your thumb and your pointer finger together and make a circle. They're about that size. And frozen, they take a little bit of effort to eat. So you're not just popping the whole thing in your mouth and next thing you know, it's gone. Kind of like you do when you're eating M&Ms. And no, I don't know this by firsthand experience. Oh, I lie. I cannot have M&Ms in my house. I understand being an alcoholic, and I don't drink, but how an alcoholic can't stay away from alcohol. I truly, and I'm not being funny right now, I truly understand that because if M&Ms were in my house, or Reese peanut butter cups were in my house, or Mounds were in my house, I'm not so sure I could resist them, so therefore they're not in my house. But these, I know that the ingredients are good for me and that I can have one a day, and it's just a happy thing. I'm going to post this recipe on my website, letstalkdementia.org, and in the show notes. If you are listening to this on iTunes, it will be there. Give it a try and let me know what you think. Makes me hungry. Blessings and smiles. A special thank you to our sponsors, National Association of Veterans and Families, 800-352-2919 or www.navf.org. Contact them for information regarding benefits for the veteran or the spouse of the veteran. Tell them Carol sent you. National Association of Veterans and Families. They speak veteran, so you don't have to. HD Imports, located in Rock Hill, South Carolina, wonderful mechanics for the repair and maintenance of Honda, Hyundai, Acura, Toyota, and Kia. HD Imports, 803-985-0985. I would like to take a special moment and thank you for being a part of Let's Talk Dementia. You can find all of our resources at our website, letstalkdementia.org. Our podcasts, our videos, our books, our blogs, and a form where you can contact me are all right there on the website. I look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.